Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, Mom. I can't talk right now. Hold on.
And I need you, Nelly, I love you.
are back. Let's talk about it. It's back on the air. We back.
We here. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. If you're listening in from your laptop or your phone, you can give us a call to talk to us at 323-642-1760. Blog Talk switched the number up on you, girl. So 323-642-1760. I hope y'all get that. But I'm happy to be back. What it do, WGW3?
Man, it's been a while. It's been past time for us to get it back, Papa.
Past time, yes. And we got a popping subject too tonight for him.
And what is that?
I know you got a chick on the side. Sure, you got a chick. But I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to hit him with the Jennifer Holliday. I'm not going.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't going nowhere. I don't care. As long as you're taking care of home, I ain't going nowhere. That's how some women feel. And I want to know, is that a hall pass or no? Like, is that something that's normal? I mean, there's a lot of women out here that know that their men cheating and vice versa.
I think that's normal because really, it really wasn't a problem until last part of this century. Remember, even your grandma would tell you that as long as he's taking care of the house, that man going to do what he going to do. He's being a man. And I know you heard him more. He's being a man.
That's the excuse, huh?
That ain't an excuse. That's reality, you know. He taking care of home.
Okay.
Even Tank had to all take care of home.
Though? What about the promises?
He's still keeping his promise.
And the promise is what?
Huh? For her to obey.
There you go.
She promised to obey. To death to she part. Not we part. She part.
Boy, stop.
Hall so pass. Funny. What is it? I bet a woman made up the hall pass.
They had to, because the last time I checked, the hall pass was a little note that you get to leave class and go to the bathroom or to the principal's office or to the guidance counselor, to the nurse. So, you know,
right.
You got the hall patrol that'll stop you, you know, pat you down or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's the last time I heard. But now it's a new thing called hall pass, and that's what, you know, I wrote a little snippet about it. I think it's cute. And, you know, a lot of women are getting into that. I guess it's just another name for open relationships and, like, open marriages.
Yeah, I wish my girl would. I wish she would ask me for a hall pass. I'm going to open up, all right. I'm doing an autopsy right there because she already did.
Well, I got to be an autopsy.
It's what it's going to be. She going to... Hall pass.
You know,
yeah, I'm up. She better pass out in that hallway and call it a day.
So let me ask you a question. You've never been in a relationship where you were cheating or the other person was cheating and the other person knew. Like you knew or she knew that you was cheating and she ain't go nowhere. You never been in a relationship like that?
No. I can truly say that I haven't. I really have not. You know, there were death threats on both sides. You know, a girl knew I wouldn't, you know. I mean, it was a knife involved somewhere in there, you know, with her finding out about my infidelity. I sounded white when I said that, infidelity.
Okay, but did your infidelity stop, though? That's the point. Like, did you keep on doing it when the knife came out? Or did you, you know, what you do?
It stopped for a minute because she had a brother a little bit frightened. You know what I'm saying? The knife thing and a crazy woman attached to it. Yeah, that's a little frightening right there. That's like some Exorcist type stuff. You know, but then you find a way around. You know, you find a way around her. And then, you know, it ain't scary no more, you know. She'll find out. Yeah, You just got to be a little bit sneakier, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Okay, but my thing is this. Okay, the knife came, and you found a way around it. Did you get caught again?
Yeah.
You're the same person.
Uh-uh, no, not with the same person. You know, I like variety. It's a different people. See, I think that if I get caught with one person, she a bad look. She has bad luck, so I'm going to toss her to the side and try something new.
You'll
you know what I'm saying?
You're going to try your hand at somewhere else.
Right.
You're hilarious, honey. I can't with you.
But you know what? We got a bunch of people waiting, so I believe we need to check in. I got one person been waiting for 10 minutes.
Wait a minute, but do they have their thing up though? They got it has to have like a little question mark beside it. That means that they pressed the one key.
So all these people just listening. Now I'm not like that, Fia. I will call you out. I hope y'all listen to me. I will call you out. Your whole phone number. If you don't put the ones up, we ain't playing it this year. Now I do have somebody with a question mark. I do have a question mark on one of them. They, all right. Who be this?
Who be this?
Hello?
You are on the air. What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? What's up, Dalton?
What's up, Kelly?
I know.
Kale's on the line, y'all. This is Kale's.
Oh my God! I'm just gonna be quiet. I ain't doing that. I ain't making no noise. What's going on, Kelly? What you gotta say? What you think about this topic here?
We are talking about the sad jokes, man.
The hall pass, dog. The stuff the women make up. You know, the sucker within. You know, you can go do what you want to do for the weekend, and I ain't gonna care. That lie they be telling.
Shit, I ain't got a problem with that.
That's a setup. I think it's a setup.
There ain't no setup for me. It is what it is. Yeah. You know how it occurred. Yeah. You do you, and I do me. When you get the time, we do each other.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, see, in a perfect world, that would be how it be. But we know that's not perfect. We don't live in a perfect world.
Yeah, some people accept that, though. And I accept the people that accept those, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with it. It'll be all right. Ain't no
okay, but we're talking about, like, long-lasting relationships. We ain't talking about fly-by-nights or, you know what I mean?
What's a long-lasting relationship?
I'm talking about people who in relationships who, like, I guess their man can't stop cheating, won't stop cheating, or got a little side piece, or and she kind of, like, just turn her head to the side like she don't know what's going on, or she tell him go ahead and you know do you as long as you come home and take care of home.
Cause she doing her. Come on, man. I don't take a G. Figure that out.
Yeah. Telling you to do that because she got Jesse St. Jock over here in the corner.
Exactly.
Ready to knock her drawers loose.
All right, she can get it too. When she comes with lunch and clean that thing out, you know what I'm saying? Strap her real good. Shit, we good. I don't care my feelings on my sleeve, man. You'll be all right. Yeah. As long as you pay your bills around this house, you do the hell you want to do. For real. And don't come back empty.
So that'll be perfect for you. An open relationship will be perfect for you.
Yeah, that's always been.
When you call, as long as when you call, she come. You good.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's less, you know what I'm saying? That's less problem I got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? When you come around here, we come around here to get in the bed. You want to tell them problems, tell them to the other niggas that you with. Oh, yeah. I'm here all that.
What you say? Save that for boyfriend number two. They'll get the thing in.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 8, 5. You'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. That man said her mouth is good for something and it ain't talking.
You got
that
right. Put a nigga to sleep.
Y'all a mess, y'all. Well, see, it's another call on the line. What you gonna do, Walter?
I'm gonna let him in. Here we go.
All right.
You are on the line. Who be this? Come on, don't get scared now. Talking to you. Mind you, we talking to you.
Hey, Kel, what's up, cuz?
I'm in here listening to all this teacher stuff.
What you think about this subject? Would you give your man a hall pass to do what he want to do, long as he bring home the bacon and you can fry it up in a pan?
Hell yeah. You already know my answer. I got your husband and my sugar daddy.
There it is.
I'll be quiet. As long as the paper right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
I told you.
If you want to get technical, we can join together.
Right.
No, that's too much right there. No, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
What you say, join the cops? You good on?
We already together. We were her 1 minute and with me the next.
No, I'm good on that. I ain't trying to watch two women, two dudes screw the same one.
You ain't trying to watch none of them shenanigans?
Nah, man. I'm good with that one. It's a little too advanced for me.
I mean, what's the difference? What's the problem?
Well, it ain't too advanced for me. I'm just putting that out there. It ain't too advanced for me. You want to get it together? Three is better than two.
If I'm inside woman, and he taking care of me and she his wife and he taking care of her, hell, if he even asked me, would I do it? Hell yeah.
I am willing to be the meat on that sandwich. That's what I'm talking about.
So you're looking at it from the side woman point of view, Kim. So tell us how do you think, as far as a woman, does she knows about you and she continue to let him deal with you?
She ain't got no choice but to know about me. If your man staying out all night and he ain't at home with you, what you think he is?
It works.
She called me and said, I guess my husband on the way to your house. I said, oh, he's cheating on both of us.
He's not cheating on both of y'all. He's giving each of y'all time.
You take care of me.
But sometimes, goddamn, the sad old boy take care of business, though. And sometimes you like, I don't think I'm going home tonight, though. Uh-uh. I'm good.
You be like, that's all the night. What is it? Come on. Hey, tell your mom I ain't never coming home.
Yeah.
Put your mom on the phone.
Yeah.
You ain't never coming home.
I must be doing something right. It's been 11 years.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, girl.
Okay, 11 years.
All right, then.
Yeah, I get a good 2 months. We good.
You said 2 months. You get 2 months. That's it.
Three whole days. And I ain't talking about February.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't with y'all.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There are certain circumstances. Like, say your man go to jail or your woman go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they got a little stint in jail. They know that you like sex and, you know, stuff like that. How do y'all feel about that? Like, is it okay to
for
give
real?
Them a hall pass? Then?
No, for real. No, for real, man. Everybody know if you a real nigga, that when you in jail, you don't have no one. Everybody know that.
You ain't got
everybody
no one.
Know that. They should
no.
know that.
No, you don't have no one. I'm telling you.
Right.
Ain't no
the
one going to sit there waiting no 4 or 5 years.
Right.
I'm not
I believe, you know what?
Family.
If a woman waits 4 or 5 years, I don't think she should do that if you went to jail for her. You know what I'm saying? If you
right.
did you
yeah,
did
yeah,
something, you got caught, you going to jail for her, then she should ride it out with you. But now if
yeah,
you did something stupid, then, you know, just go on, give, just say, go on, hey, look, I just don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Go on, do what you're going to do.
And if you was already cheating, don't expect no loyalty.
Right.
Loyalty. If I want loyalty, I'd buy me a dog. That's a man's best friend.
I'm
wondering what he's going to get.
like people left out there. I don't think it is.
What you say, Cam?
I said, I don't believe there's too many lawyer people out there anymore.
Oh, that's lawyer people out here.
I mean, yeah, they are here. You got a church on the rock. Like
they ain't even lawyer in the church.
Hey. Ain't nobody loyal in the church.
The church is just a bunch of people. Look, the church is a bunch of people. So it ain't like
they
you don't get a magical spell on them just because they walk through the door. There ain't no magic spell. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, get it right.
But you remember how your people used to always say the good men in church or the good women in church?
Yeah, no. And then that's where everybody else went to looking for them.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Hell, I was a church all the time, but I was a sneaking somebody in there.
Man, please. You had Deacon John White bent over the couch all the time.
No, I ain't doing all that in the Lord's house.
Had Deacon John White bent over the couch all the time.
Oh, my God.
You going to hell.
The gasoline draws up.
Yeah. I'm going happy. And so is she. I'm going to have a bent over the couch down there, too.
Wow. Look, okay, Maximilian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max.
Oh, my God.
On top of the choir robes and everything.
Look, y'all don't know nothing about Maximilian. That's a little short story me and Walter writing together. And Maximilian was a little, he ran the church. He ran the church. But,
now, see, I got people that have.
Huh?
I got people that's been listening for 20 minutes, 17 minutes, 14 minutes.
Put your hands up, they don't want to talk.
Yeah, because they know
you
talk about them.
Yeah, I make them talk. I'm going to call them. I'll keep telling you now.
I see my baby mama on the line. Baby mama, press one.
7-5. A lot of 757 died for you. Oh, this is you. All these people in your area.
They got love for you, girl. Yeah.
706. 561. San Diego, 619. I see you. 202, I see you.
That's my baby mama with the 202. I don't know why she don't press one.
Because she's scary as usual, just like it was last time. I know who that is.
She ain't never scary.
But back to the subject, man. I don't care what nobody say, man. Sad women are the best women. I'm telling you.
There you go. Uh-oh, I see you press one.
Yeah, see, I'm going to let her in just a second.
No, wait. Let Callie finish what he was saying. What?
When she on her rag, go to the sad one. When she arguing with
God.
Go to the sad one. When she don't want to do nothing for you, go to the sad one. Plain and simple. I mean, sooner or later, the emotional attachments don't go.
Well, why have a relationship then, for real? If that's the case, if you always got to go to a side chick, why be in a relationship? Why not just be single?
It's not going to him. It's not going to him. She just
is visiting.
Most
right,
won't do. It's certain, look, for real, it's certain people, you know what I'm saying, relationships, you can't do everything with. But you catch you a freaky sad job, dog? Come on, man. I mean, this is not just once in a blue moon. This is like an everyday occurrence, man. Come on now. Who wouldn't enjoy that? And then you got to go home, listen to the mouth, this, that, and the third. But you got to understand, man, I'm not living with you. You living with me. So if you can't accept what's going on in the house, I think you need to go to your sister's house or something, man, for real.
Oh, damn. They go to your sister's house.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. You got to let the other people in.
They hold it down. Well, hold it down for the sad chick.
There you go.
All right, let me just one person in, Ben.
You feel like being
for 25 minutes.
Go ahead, let them in.
If you feel like being a sad chick, you hit me up on Facebook. Right.
You are on the air. Who be this?
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
You on the air. You on the air, lady.
People so hung up in that love, that word called love. It ain't love. It ain't I love you. It's I love what we do. You love what they do with the side chick.
Who is that?
Yeah. I love what I do with everybody.
That's it?
I love everybody. Right.
Even if they tell me first,
calling?
Second, third day.
Can I know who this is?
Who is this online?
Ellie, out of Sarah, Virginia.
Who?
Ellie, out of Sarah, Virginia.
You said Mary?
Ellie, E-L-E-Y.
Ellie.
Oh, hey, honey.
How you doing?
How are you? Good. So what was your comment again?
You
on
team
side chick? People hung up on that word love. You can love
right.
somebody and still have a side piece.
Right.
That ain't love.
You can't have good sex at home in the house when the kids might walk in. The grown kids still living at home.
That's why you have a bedroom with a lock on it.
Good sex ain't always in the bedroom.
Say what?
I just.
Good sex can be in the room in the house. It ain't always in the bedroom at the same time every night.
Hey.
No, it ain't supposed to be.
You gotta spice it up.
But we gonna make it do what it do, babies.
That's it.
So
well, my thing is this: I think people have in love and love mixed up all together. We did a whole show about that.
No, it's
being
it's
in love
the,
with somebody and loving somebody
thing.
Because you can love somebody and what you say?
It ain't the same thing.
And you both?
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't the same thing.
It's not the same
thing
because when you in love with somebody, it ain't nothing. You think about them. Sometimes, you know, you put them before yourself. When you love somebody, you put yourself before them. You care about your own feelings and what you want. You don't think about nobody else. But when you in love with somebody, you worry about them being hurt. You worry about them finding out.
I can love my dog. That don't mean I'm in love with my dog. I love Oreo. I don't mean I want to be with him.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a cop-out, man.
That ain't a cop-out.
You think that's a cop-out?
Yeah, in love. Love
well,
is love.
What about me, the man's reason for cheating? Because he wanted to tie something
different. Do what?
Oh, say that.
What would be the man's reason for cheating? Because he wanted to try something different.
Right, I want variety. I want.
No, no.
With
no,
me,
it's not,
I want chocolate, vanilla.
No, it's not like that, man. If she ain't doing it at home and you sitting there and tell her what she ain't doing and it still keep going and going, you there for the emotional book. You know what I'm saying? You ain't handling your business, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I can see faggot-ass niggas cheat on that girl because they feel like they're a player. Real niggas keep a woman and try to, you know, not pimple, but you know what I'm saying? You got to tell her. You have to groom that woman, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? You doing everything as a man to do it, but she ain't.
So you got
to
train her, what you're trying to say. You
got to
train her.
Yeah, you got to. That's mandatory. That's from the gate, man. You can tell what you're dealing with, man. As soon as she.
Oh, my God. Y'all on some bullshit. I ain't nobody trying to hit them shenanigans with that
man,
train stuff.
You have to, man, for real.
Spit game, guys. Spit the game, player. Spit it.
Train nothing.
Yes.
You want to train somebody, train your best friend, your dog that you were talking about.
So that means if you get in a high position in a job, you don't think they train you?
Right.
I said, if you're trying to get a high percentage, a higher place in your job and shit, man, don't they train you?
Yeah, but love ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, man. When I say train, you taking it the wrong way. When I say train, like you train
a dog.
Okay,
tell me how you mean.
Well, I'm trying to tell her the do's and don'ts and woulds and won'ts. Plain and simple. Y'all get that out of the way, man, for real. Man. If you can't work with that, man, I mean, I'll work with you for a little while.
But you're saying that like you're going into a relationship and you're going into a relationship or situationship telling them how it's going to be. That's not the same thing as if you already love somebody and you're with them, and then somebody comes into the circle.
Well, hold on, let me change that then. Not tell them, inform them.
telling them is like forcing it on them, informing them, just letting them know.
Okay, either way, you're doing that up front, right?
Yeah, that's mandatory.
Okay, but you're still saying it as if you are, you know, you're not in a relationship. You're talking about you're in a relationship and then you go and tell the side piece how to act? That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm
talking
about
training the woman you got at home.
Yeah, that you with, yeah. So you wouldn't have to go through
so
all
that. So you're training
magic.
Her to accept your infidelity because you're going into a relationship telling her that you don't want, that you're not going to be.
No, this
faithful,
is,
baby.
No. If you're trying to have a relationship, this is what I want. You tell me what you want, and I'm going to tell you what I want. And if
uh-huh.
we come together, and then I can understand that. But don't say something you're going to do and don't do it. You know,
okay,
I'm kind
well,
of
that's what I'm trying to say, Kelly. Like, if you already in a relationship, y'all don't have this understanding. Y'all are monogamous, or so as far as everyone knows, you're monogamous. And then you come and tell her, well, listen, I think I want to sleep with somebody else. That shit ain't
who,
no fly.
Who said that? Who said that? I ain't said
well, that's what
either.
I'm trying to tell you. This is what the subject, this is what we're talking about today. When you know that they have somebody on the side and you're cool with it, or, you know what I mean, you're giving them a hall pass to do them. That's what we're talking about. That's the topic. But you're saying that, you were saying that, like, you're coming into a relationship telling them what's up. And if they accept it, they accept it. That's cool. But I'm talking about bringing a whole new chick into the circle that y'all already built as a, in a relationship.
The reason they put them in there because is she doing something she ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's stupid.
Okay,
we
well, why not
that.
Let her go then?
No.
Why?
No.
Two is better than one.
Two
is better
selfish.
Than one.
You're childish.
But you're being selfish and you're not in love because it's all about
that
you.
Is,
that's the whole
man.
Point I was trying to make from
I'm
the beginning.
I'm not trying to leave that emotional tie. You know what I'm saying? The physical is the physical and the mental is the mental. Now, if you mix the mental with the physical, you ain't going to get nowhere.
What you mean you ain't going to get nowhere? You get bliss. You get to be in love.
Right.
You
that's
get
no,
utopia.
Right. you like having sex with the girl, but the housewoman, you know what I'm saying, man, she don't want to keep that emotion on you, though, man, for real.
Oh, gosh.
That's what it
and, you can have a side girl and still have wifey. You still have wifey. But you can have a side
oh,
girl because you always want
what I'm
gonna
do,
a little
what
chocolate
I'm gonna
syrup to go on top of your ice cream.
Here because I can't. I'm dying. I'm bringing the next person in. 303.
What's good? Sound like it's a whole lot of pimping going on up in here.
You
oh,
know
my God, not another one.
My dude,
what's
Dallas.
Good,
what's up, baby boy? What's
what's
up?
What's good? Sound like some pimping going on up in this
man, it's major
here.
Pimping.
Oh,
man, it's pimping. Play it, man.
It's
look,
standard.
I would.
Yeah,
it's not double
standard. No,
it's
no,
a man
no,
standard.
It's not no double standard. It's not.
It's not.
What y'all women fail to realize. What y'all women fail to realize. I don't care if she's a main chick or she's side chick. Y'all women are emotional. Y'all women put y'all emotions into this motherfucking shit.
Oh my
where
God,
a man can go into a relationship and ain't got no emotion. It'll just be a sex thing.
Some women can do that too. Standard. Women can do that too, though.
No, they can't. Y'all change like weather because it's nature.
Oh my God! Let me mute everybody on the line. That's what the hell I'm gonna do. I'm glad I'm signing.
Y'all change like weather. That's what my
y'all
boy Yo Gotti said.
Y'all women know. I don't care. Y'all make fun of nigga. Oh, this is my side piece, nigga. Somewhere down the line, y'all got feelings for that motherfucker. Because if you catch that motherfucker with another woman, or it's a cat fight out that bitch.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
You know what the book y'all been reading?
Side, nigga.
Well,
okay.
Hey, ain't that the book you reading right now, Daphia? Falling in love with the side, nigga? Ain't that the book?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. See, hey, there it is.
So to the men.
Hey,
so to the men.
That's
because
I'm reading it. Don't mean that's me, dog.
When your woman says you're not taking care of the bedroom like she wants you to, you still going to stay there?
Yeah, I'm going to improve
yeah.
my skills. And then I'm going to turn
gonna
her out. And then I'm going to leave alone.
Okay.
Straight
so
up.
I'm going to go into training.
Okay, what you saying that... What you saying that, though, does that mean that you're going to give her opportunity to prove her, improve her skills before you go and slide out?
Right. Yeah. What you tell us, baby, look, you know, hey,
lies.
I believe
you're
arguing,
right?
You're
your girl, Shorty. You're not going to be like, Shorty, step your game up or I'm going to slide out. Get out of here with that.
Step, man,
no.
Step your game up, step your game up.
Shit.
Okay.
Hey, yo. See, one thing about that is, that's communication thing. If you're in a relationship, you're going to communicate with your partner.
You're supposed
and,
to.
And if she don't take easy that shit, oh, well, that's her loss. It's the next one game.
But you're supposed to, Dallas, but you also know that most men do not communicate to their woman the things that they dislike. They just go out and find somebody else to chill.
Now, listen to what you just said. You said most
women
you said
do.
Most men.
Now, women
you
do.
Said
women
most
are telling
men.
Nigga all day long that I don't like this, I don't like that. But y'all call it complaining. So what y'all ain't going to do is turn around and do the same thing. Y'all definitely ain't going to complain. You're just going to go and fulfill your needs.
Because men are physical beings. Women are emotional beings. Men don't really don't
men
give
are
a
visual.
Fuck about that shit.
Men are
really
visual.
Don't give a
you
fuck
see
about
something
that.
Sweet, you think you want to try it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why not?
No,
yeah, not
yeah,
everything
yeah,
want to try, but if I,
no,
yeah.
No. Not everything.
Yeah, no.
Everything.
I mean, and then on top of that, man, you know what
I'm
saying?
Right, but if a woman
don't
be like, no, I don't want to try that, then you're going to be like, Becky will do it. What kind of shit is that, though?
No,
like,
no,
so
I'm not
going to
be like Becky
and
do it.
If you don't want to try something that we want to try, y'all get a pass, and we don't suppose to cheat. But when it's the other way around, it's cool. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I'm a mute every nigga on the phone. Sorry. Say something. I'm mute every nigga.
Y'all done ticked the boss laid off. Y'all
done
made him mad.
Come on, there.
Yeah, that's gonna mute somebody, man. You know, it's the first day already. She's starting off. You know.
Look, I believe you just have two women in the bedroom in the first place. Just start it off like that. You ain't got to worry about getting nobody else. Teamwork make the dream work.
As soon as you get the two girls in the bedroom with you, you know who's going to end up together? The two girls in the bedroom. So
I don't care. I didn't leave that night. Now, what they do after that night, I really could care less.
Walter, and there's some more people holding
purpose.
On the line.
Yeah. Hold on, I got
that's
one to be hold about 20 minutes. Let me let this one person in. San Diego, what's up?
I see why the game fucked up now.
619, what's up? You on the line?
Hey,
boo.
Who this is?
It's Gina.
It's Gina.
What you doing, girl?
It's Gina Love.
What you
got to
say about that?
Gina Love.
Yes, Gina Love. I'm not going to talk a lot because I'm on the bus from getting my kids. But basically, all I can really say, I'm like half and half on it. Because if a man or a woman was up front, then they wouldn't have to worry about it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Had two women from the jump.
If a man was up front, it wouldn't be no arguing. They would already know they the side piece. So, hey.
I can't do it.
That's how I feel. Be up front about it.
You can do it, Kelly. You Kales, man. You can do this, man.
Everybody, that's the whole thing. All relationships supposed to be up front. but they don't turn out that way. And everybody, I'm living in the real world. Y'all can live in la la land, but real talk, you get in relationships with somebody you think is going to be them and just them, and then something happens or they lack in somewhere, and instead of you communicating like you should, you go out and you try to find somebody else to fill that void. And that's what's really going on. Like, people really going out and trying to find somebody to fill that void, but they are too selfish to let the other person go or to go and talk to the other person and tell them how they can fix
it's
the
about
relationship.
Being selfish, it's just the fact they don't want a commitment.
Well, what happens if you're just insatiable? Your void ain't never filled. You're just mo booty, mo booty, mo booty. You just want mo booty.
You need to be single, insatiable ass Prince Dan. You need to be insatiable as single. Sorry. And I told
you, why can't I be insatiable
and
have a woman?
You got to be cussing. You tried it.
Oh, my
God. Why can't I be insatiable and just want what I want?
I don't think it's
because
all kind
you,
of
you can want what you want, but until you start thinking
her.
About somebody else's feelings, then it's not a relationship.
Yes, it is, because I love her.
Hey, Del Pierce. Why can't it be that women are caught up in this Western relationship that's being monogamous? When we as black people, we originally, men, had more than one wife.
Mm-hmm.
I am descended from a great line of people.
Go ahead, let him finish. That you was done?
I mean, because women had this thing of being monogamous for the rest of their fucking lives.
Wrong answer.
Well, you got a problem with it right now, Dallas, because you ain't married. But if you got married, you wouldn't have no problem with that.
Yeah, if I got married, I wouldn't do all that, though. I can't say that.
Who?
I couldn't even do that.
I was married, dog. Been there, done that. Ain't married no more. Yeah, I'm on another level right now. I'm on another level. It's going down.
I'm just saying.
I'm about to let the other caller in because these are shenanigans. 202.
I'm like 32 flavor, dog.
Oh, thank you for finally letting me in, girl.
Hey,
who
girl.
This is?
Hey, baby mama.
This is my baby mama. Hey, girl.
Who this is?
Hey.
Who is this?
Who this
That's
is?
Corey.
This is
Corey. Hey, Corey.
What's up, Walt?
How you doing,
hey,
girl?
Hey, Dallas. Oh, y'all have me over here like just, because there's so many things I want to elaborate on, because y'all know I was there, I got cheated on, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, and since then, I have become the side chick, too. Not one, but not two. So, first of all, whoever said that women were emotional creatures and they get their emotions, that's some bullshit. Baby mama and I done had a lot of talks where I had to cut the dude that I was his side nigga off. He was I was the side chick, was cool with that. But he caught feelings, and I'm like, don't do that love thing. Men can catch feelings too, and women can go out here and lay up and not have no feelings. No attachments whatsoever. At the end of the day,
exactly.
I tell them I'm not the red buffet. I'm not leaving the lights on for you. I'm not cooking your breakfast. That's your woman's job, not mine.
Right.
So
if that man come in here and tear that thing up correctly, you gonna make them breakfast. You're going to make sure it's
homemade. My baby mama would tell you, I had the second guy that I was his side chick, and he said, and it was, he was like his girl, he told me from the beginning, I'll never leave her. He was like, because she's a good wholesome church girl, she just don't do some of the things that I want to do. I'm cool with that. I don't want you to leave your wife. I don't want you to do any of that. But we actually fell out because he wanted me to do the things that his wife would do. Like buying him clothes, and I used to have to tell him all the time, no, I'm not dressing you. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to fuck you when you want to be fucked, and then we go home.
And what's his responsibility?
If I'm the side chick, I already know what his responsibility is. His responsibility is when we come over, we do what we do, and that's all he is to me is a piece of dick. Nothing more, nothing less, because that's the boundaries we established, at least from the beginning. I'm not doing all that wife stuff. Now, you want me to do stuff that wife do, treat me like wife. I don't ask nothing of you other than some sex when I need it or when I want it, and that's it.
Hello.
But if you want me to, if you want me to buy you clothes, cook you dinner, and all that stuff, then you need to give me some wife privileges too. Pay some of my bills, like you paying her. But if you're not willing to do all that, then go on.
I pay the cricket bill.
Roadblocks.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. I was just watching Fatal Attraction, right?
And the chick, she like his. The two people was they was together. They was married, and the wife like other women, like women too. So the husband could go out and mess with other women as long as he brought them home, so she could mess
I
with them.
I said that too.
Hold on, how about this though? Listen, the side chick, the one that they went and got and brought home, he was already having a relationship with her. Like he had already hit her, smashed whatever, and then he brought her home. He was going to bring her home to do it with him and the wife. This chick gets in the car and shoot him and the wife. She was mad because she wanted him to leave the wife.
That's white people.
See? Yeah,
they
I'm right there.
That Fatal Attraction is a black show that come on TV One.
You talking about the real show. They talking about real people.
Real people that you can go Google and this stuff really happens.
Yeah.
That don't happen that often.
This is why, like, just like Corey said, she was like, as a side chick, she don't got no feelings. But a lot of them do be catching feelings, and the men or the women don't be thinking about the other person's feelings when they out there doing that until the other person ready to ruin what they got at home.
No, they just weak-minded. Ain't nowhere in the world that I'm going to take my time out to go kill somebody and spend the rest of my life in jail for her. Come on, really, man. It's time for really that hard.
Well, we ain't talking about you. I'm talking about, okay, say like you got a woman at home, Kelly, and you start messing with a chick on the side, and she start falling in love with you, and she want to get rid of your wife. And what you going to do?
What's that name, Kelly?
I'm going to let her kill my wife. I'm going to get the insurance money. She's going to be in jail, and she's going to be dead.
He's going to get that insurance money.
Awesome.
You got to go to that extreme, though. You got to go to that extreme of a woman trying to kill the next woman or something like that. The woman...
women to do that. The women will fight the side piece will fight over the dude before the wife do.
The side piece will call wife. The side piece will be like, you're fucking your man. You're saying that.
Yeah. I'm having sister wives.
I ain't hear you. What you say?
That's why you're supposed to.
The side piece will call wife and be like, yo, I'm fucking your man.
All of them ain't that brave, honey.
Don't get it
twisted.
Yeah.
All of them ain't that brave.
Shit. I done ran into some brave ass ones, Jack. I be laughing. I'm going to have like sister wives up in there, just keep your side pieces in check. That's what that is. I'm going to move all three of them in and make them pay bills with each other. Everybody know their place.
The side chick know her place, and the side next to the side chick know her place.
I'm gonna let this other caller in. That's why I let him go. Hold on. 404. You on the line?
Hey, yo, wow. Yo, wow. These poor little guy. I'm just talking to
you.
What's going on? Y'all just stopped by to show some love. But y'all, wow. Y'all can continue. Y'all got me a real trip.
You don't got nothing to say on the topic. You don't want to talk about it.
Nah, I'm really smoking right now. And I'm just,
okay,
you know.
Do that.
You can tell. You slowing them up.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right. Thanks for calling.
It's
though.
Some good shit he's smoking, too.
Oh.
All right, y'all. I'm just saying, though, y'all can't put it all on the female. I've been in two situations. And as a matter of fact, the one that I cut loose, I laugh at him every night because his ass don't want me to go nowhere. And he ran by my house every night trying to see if my car in the yard. And I just be here looking at him.
You should have threw that thing of things on him. Now he can't get rid of it.
I did have one of my customers tell me you can't put no good pussy on a lame nigga.
Hello.
Yep. You can't give good stuff to everybody. Them bushes moving out there.
Hell no.
Did I just hear a doorbell?
Hell yeah.
That's for me.
That nigga gonna pop about the butt and my baby, you still love me.
I told him that too. I told him I was gonna find his ass butt naked outside in the tree in my yard talking about some hootie hoo.
Baby, can I come home?
I can't with y'all.
That's crazy.
I cannot. No, but for real, let's get back to the topic, y'all, because we always get off. So let's talk about, how about the military guys who go out in the field, I mean, leave for 6 months at a time? Y'all think
they
that they're being faithful?
Didn't we have this discussion? Look, if you are married to a sports superstar, a music superstar, or somebody that's in the armed forces, your man is out there fucking somebody else. That's just the way it is. Accept it.
But
I'm not going to be over there in Singapore. Yeah, and they need to accept that. I'm not going to be over in Singapore wondering what you're doing. I'm going to be getting it in. When I come home, everything starts from go. But if I'm gone 9 months out of the year, you already know I'm not going to go 9 months without getting none. Come on now. We already know it.
And that's real. I can appreciate you keeping it real like that. That's like, what about these dudes that go to jail for 12, 13 years and want their female to hold it down? That's what we were talking about. If you go to jail and you in jail longer than, like Walter said, if you ain't go to jail for me, I ain't waiting for you. I'm sorry. You ain't go to jail because you was taking care of the family, then I'm not waiting for you. For what? Nigga, you made that dumbass move like... You know, that was on you.
Taking a penitentiary chance.
I see I hit the breach. Ain't nobody doing all that. You know how much emotional you got to go through? Look. You know how much emotional you got to go through in the jail, man? Because you think about that woman on the outside. What's she doing? Call her 50,000 times.
Call
her.
She ran a phone bill up.
Right. And that right there is going to be the reason. When you go to jail and they tell you more than 30 days, I'm just going to go ahead and hand you your divorce papers because I ain't even want to try to put you through all of that.
Damn, 30 days? You didn't get a nigga more than 30 days?
I wouldn't want you to wait for me.
You hard as a mug.
I'm not saying somebody else.
Well, damn.
I think you
made a fucked up move. I married her ass.
That's a cool thing for you to find somebody else, because trust and believe, the minute you go past 30 days, I'm finding somebody else too. Mm-hmm.
People can say, you know what? People can say a lot of things if they're not in love. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. But when you're in love, things change.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Everybody speaking right now ain't in love, ain't been in the situation, but when you in love, things change.
Hold on.
But I've been in the situation.
I've been to penitentiary.
You can at least give a nigga 1129. Give a nigga at least 1129 a year. Give him a year. 30 days.
I can't do that because who was that that just said, if I'm gone 9 months out the year, I'm not being faithful? Just like you got needs, I got needs.
You ain't got life in prison, man. You got no chance to be on the street, man. For real. So you just find somebody else. That's why I go through all that, man. For real. Kill your ass.
Right.
Man.
I feel you on that life part. That life? Yeah. I can't do a life bid with you. I'm
13,
sorry.
13
man,
years.
Look.
What
I approach this beautiful. Hey, look.
How many years can you do, Jeffy?
What?
I ain't doing no time.
How many years can you do?
As long as I'm in love with you, I'll try to ride it all the way out. But, I mean, in
now,
that
I
time,
heard the word
you
track.
Already know. Listen, nope. Can you listen? You asked me a question. Listen. If I'm going to try to ride it all the way out, but, you know, within that time that you're in jail, like Kelly said, your mind starts playing tricks on you. And if you start acting a damn fool, because you behind bars and you don't trust me and all of this shit anyway, then I'm going to end it. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to end it. So there's a difference between cheating and ending it. Like, I'm just going to let you know I'm done. I can't deal with this shit. If you don't trust me, then what the fuck I'm trying so hard for? That's what I'm saying. It gets to that point because people start getting their feelings, emotional, wondering what's going on. And ladies, don't be blind to the motherfucking fact that dudes could be in jail fucking too. Hello?
Right.
Like, don't... Don't try to put it all on the ladies, honey, when they out here, because y'all can be in there fucking too.
Hey, that's some bullshit right there. That's some bullshit right there.
That ain't no bullshit.
Yes, it is. That's some
that
bullshit.
That ain't no bullshit.
Right there.
Hey, look,
that ain't no bullshit, Dallas, because you know and I know that that's some real shit.
Niggas
can be in there fucking too, whether they fucking the COs or they fucking up their cellmates. I don't know who it is, but they could be in there fucking too.
Hey, look. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
There's a difference between
listen,
men
Linda.
And
listen,
fuck
Linda.
Boys.
Listen, Linda.
Between men and fuck boys. I was a man. I went in as a man, and I came home as a motherfucking man.
Okay, Dallas, ain't nobody trying to touch your manhood, but I'm saying I know dudes that was in prison that had COs as girlfriends and came home, got out of jail, and was still with the bitches. Like, they was fucking the chick.
Yeah, like they had two or three babies from jail.
Hey,
I don't trust the women neither. I seen women sit
that's
up there
clean.
do that shit and sell that motherfucker up. Motherfucker got.
But why would you be trusting them anyway? You're in fucking jail. Hello.
Because some of them niggas they horny. They horny as a motherfucker.
But that don't got nothing to do with trust. You don't want to trust nobody on the inside.
All you see is that sex. They don't think about nothing else.
Cause I stepped to a pretty ass girl talking about my man in prison for 5 years, and I'm waiting on him. I'm like, why? You're not gonna cheat on him? She's like, no. I said, he ain't here cheating on you. You might as well cheat on him.
Toby sucking his dick.
He got 10 more years. Your thing gonna be to dry it up, spider webs and dust.
Not mine, cause somebody gonna be keeping it wet.
Hey,
really?
All you can say is
yeah. I don't need no housework done. No clothes iron, none of that.
That's what the wife for.
I ain't even got no wife. That's what the dry cleaner for. You already know. You already know what your purpose is already. None of that.
And once we get it established, don't change your mind.
I ain't gonna never change my mind. It's always there. When I come through the house, you already know what it is.
Everybody a pimp. Okay.
I
ain't gonna never change
all
my mind. Okay. Y'all kill me. You might not want your feelings on your sleeves, but they there, honey. Trust. They there.
Y'all be falling for side chicks too.
Anyway,
I'm
going to
have on some
Timberlands
and some
gray socks. You can't lead a side chick. Then you got to cheat on the side chick and the wife, because then you can't lead a side chick because your emotional ass that got hooked on her.
Yeah, I
if she got some boots, I'm not, yeah.
I moved in with her too.
I'm hooked on a talent.
What?
I ain't hooked on her. She's talented.
She might be doing things that wife ain't doing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what you need another chick for then? That's what I'm saying. How does it come in the mix that, okay, first
you
with this person, and then you're cheating with this person, and then you're cheating with another person? What's the problem?
That's too many people in the equation.
That's too many.
I
want to
see how Asian girl do it.
And body
look.
Juices and shit being exchanged. That's too much.
Now,
I like Chinese food.
When a man is at a certain age, but all right, check this out. When a man is at a certain age, he's going to do those things. He's going to try to fuck as many women as he possibly can.
Then he needs to be single. That's all I'm saying.
No, he can be, they can be in a relationship or he can be single. It don't make a difference.
I said what he needs to be.
Huh?
I said what he needs to be. I ain't say what he could be. I said he needs to be single.
Yeah,
if he knows that's what
he
want
to
do, then why be selfish and hold somebody back from living their life and to their fullest, you know what I'm saying, happiness? Why?
Like, now, I agree with you on that one. You know, right now, you know, in your heart of hearts, if you ain't ready to settle down, don't do it.
If I find out you cheating on me, nigga, I'm feeding you to the gators. I'm going to kill your ass in the shower with a garbage bag and dump you in the truck and drive your ass to Florida and feed you to a gator. Fuck that.
Oh, boy.
Because what you ain't going to do is have me over here being faithful and you cheating. That shit don't run with me. I don't do that. Hall pass, none of that. I wrote about it, but that shit ain't real.
Look, you doing too much. Some acid and a 25-gallon barrel. You driving, you wasting gas.
Mm-mm. No,
look,
they might find the body, girl. I got to get rid of the body altogether. Sorry.
You ain't never
seen
you ain't never seen with acid
and all of
somebody.
That.
It's too much domestic
see
violence.
See how to get away with it.
It's too much domestic violence. Too much.
Nah, for real though, if you know, this is my thing. Like, I feel like this is the problem with relationships. Communication, because people can't express what they really want or what they really need from the other person. And honesty. You just cannot keep it all the way 100. And if people can do that in their relationships, they'll have the best relationships because guess what? If it ain't for them, it ain't fucking for them, and they keep it moving and let go. But people want to be so selfish holding on to this person because this person good to me at home. Oh, she'll cook, she'll clean, you know, clean the house. She get, you know, get the groceries. She take care of the kids. But Jennifer over here, she suck my dick good. She do this, that, and the other. And Tiffany got the bomb coochie from the back. And this one can ride the dick. Dog, really, just be single. What's the point? Because at the end of the day, all of these people have to say, okay, I'm going to do this with you. Anyway, they're all agreeing to do this with you. But when you get people feelings and emotions involved and telling them lies that you love them and you want to be with them, but you can't leave home because of blah, 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 shut that dumb shit up. Say that shit
right.
To somebody else.
Somebody in their feelings die, buddy.
Well, I can tell you that I ain't in my feelings because none of this shit going on in my house. I can tell you that. I'm just speaking on behalf of my fellow women.
You can't speak for all women, though. You can speak for what you don't tolerate, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody else do their own thing.
Oh, no, I'm not saying what they're going to tolerate. I'm telling them what I will and won't tolerate. And if they smart, they won't tolerate it either. Because if you know your worth, then you ain't going to let no dude cheat on you and keep him, and you good with that.
But some people like that
excitement, man.
For real.
But
bring the
but women gonna always put up with that shit down here. But a simple fact that there's a shortage of men out here. And if they don't like eating pussy and all they want is dick, they got to share that motherfucking man. Regardless of what you say.
Hey.
There's a shortage of motherfucking men, especially black men. We either dead or we're in the penitentiary.
I don't believe that.
No,
you don't believe what?
That's the white man stereotype. That ain't true.
I don't believe that there's a shortage of black men.
Nah, it's just.
Who the fuck?
I don't believe
what
it.
We've
lost people. Man.
Well,
we've lost people.
It wasn't a shortage of black men. It wasn't a shortage of black men and women when it was time to vote for Obama. Everybody
it's
showed up.
Hold on.
So what the fuck was they? They weren't in jail. They weren't dead. They ain't come from out the graveyard to vote.
Shit. You got black men that's dying, you got black men that's in jail, and you got black men that's
dying. Everybody died. Black women died too. Kids, everybody.
But black men are
dying. Hey, here's the thing. Hold up. You said it was a shortage of men. There's never a shortage of men because you can always step outside your race. So there's not a shortage of men, just like there's no shortage of women.
I don't do all that.
We're not going to get on the race topic tonight.
I don't do that because that's going to take the rest of the show up. But there is not a shortage of men, period.
And there's not a shortage of black men either. It's black men, when they want to settle down and they find the right woman that can hold them down, then they settle down, they straighten up and they fucking fly right. And it's just, if you ain't the woman that can make them do that, you just want the motherfucking one.
Oh, my God. It's a known fact that there's a shortage of motherfucking men.
Okay.
It's a known fact.
That's the white man.
No, you know what? That's the bullshit that everybody wants you to believe.
Yeah,
right.
That's the white man stereotype, man.
That's
see,
a bullshit.
That there's a shortage of men. Because look at it like this. Because as long as y'all have women believing there's a shortage of men, then y'all can go out
they
here and have people
that
like me like side
right.
chicks.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
There's a lot of brainwashing going on around here.
No.
That ain't no damn brainwash. Yeah,
not watching
it's a whole
Channel
lot of brainwash.
Zero.
There's a lot of brainwashing going on.
You got men that's homosexuals. You got men that's dead. You got men that's in penitentiary.
Okay, and it's women that's dead.
And
women that's dead, too, or women in penitentiary, too. What are you saying?
But not at the rate that the black man, not at the rate of the man.
Listen, this show ain't for the black man titty party. All I'm talking about the men who ready to step up and be in a relationship with somebody that's out of prison and not in the ground dead. If they were going to step up and be in a relationship with somebody, they need to step up and be in a relationship.
My down. Look, for real, my downfall, I'm going to keep 1,000. My downfall is, man, I don't know how to love. I've been with so many people. And so many kind of attitudes and so many just kind of different types of, you know, I ain't know the good ones from the bad ones. So if I put everybody on one level and say, man, I can deal with them like that. If that's how you are,
right.
I'm willing to work with you. That's how you are. But as far as
that,
I can respect that. I'm damaged
right.
goods, man. I ain't going to fight. I'm damaged goods, man. That love thing, man. No, I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I really love.
Love
is
a vow.
Yeah.
Love is a vow. That's
what it is. Love is an emotion. It's not a feeling.
No, love is not
you
an emotion. I love cheesecake, but you ain't going to see me out here fighting or trying to fuck one. Love is a vow.
No, I can't. Well, I mean, if that's what. Nah, that love.
Did you say love is a vow?
Yes.
You mean like
I mean, not a vow? I mean, I'm sorry, not a vow. It's a verb. It's an action word. I mean, it's an adjective. You know, like I said,
right.
you can't sit up there and say all that stuff.
It's an emotion, man. It's not a feeling.
It's not an emotion either.
Yes, it is.
I love somebody on
Facebook said. Y'all can tell us that men don't have emotions or speaking for men, but when I say I'm speaking for women, I can't speak for all women.
You can't.
So.
I mean, you can't.
What is that? Is that sound double standard? Y'all fuck y'all.
No,
I love y'all, though. I miss y'all. Y'all
so, you said that you said that it's not about you, it's what don't go on in your house, you know what I'm saying? And you said that's what you
right.
believe in. And then on top
no,
of that you said that's what you're not accepting. But that's you the basically you saying what you and you. Like whoever posted that said, you know what I'm saying, you can't speak for everybody. Everybody got their own thing going on. Well, that's it.
Right.
And you just got to understand that. Some women like that. That's a good thing.
But my thing is this. Why is it so hard to let go? Like, if you know that your interest is somewhere else, why you can't just focus on, okay, so Shamika got some good booty and head. Well, why you can't go and show Shamika how to be a wife and let this chick go and so she can live her life?
Because you're kind of too old to keep telling them, you know what I'm saying? That
makes
but you're
no too
sense.
Old to be cheating, too.
No, how you figure that?
How you figure you're too old to keep trying to tell somebody how to do this?
It's never an age to that. What are you talking about?
Ain't you the one said you're too old to keep telling them. That's what you just said.
Yeah,
I turned out.
You
I was co-signing what you said.
You talk to kids like that. You got to keep telling them. But once you're grown, that's a whole different story.
No, I'm talking about the side chick. If the side chick has this sexual attraction or physical attraction or whatever that you need that your wife is not giving you, Why don't you wife the side chick and show her how to be a wife?
You,
and let the wife
on,
go.
Hold on,
why are you holding on to the wife?
Because it's an emotional thing, man, towards that person.
But wasn't it just you to say you
don't
know how to love, so it should be
easier
to let that go?
I thought it wasn't emotional for men, though.
I didn't say it wasn't emotional for me.
But you did just say you don't know how to love, so it should be easy for you to walk away from the wife and deal with the weird side chick.
Right.
The emotion ain't got nothing to do with the love. That's just our emotion. That's it. That's all it is.
How can you separate the two?
Easy. I mean, because...
How? That's what... You show love through emotion. How can you separate it?
So everybody your emotion too, that means you love them?
No,
hey,
I said you show love through emotion. I ain't say you show emotion through love.
No, I'm just saying that's how you separate it. I mean, emotion is emotion. When you love somebody, that's a whole different program.
Why can't I show love to you by doing what I do physically? Why can't I show it like that?
Because that ain't going to get nowhere, because they're going to take it like you putting both of them in at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? Then they take it the wrong way, and then next thing you know, you got a problem. And if you separate it, it's a whole different problem.
I still ain't giving up one of my women. What for? Two women is better than one. Two booties are better than one. Why do I have to give up one?
It's not better. They do more than one.
Whatever the case may be, I'm more satisfied with two than one.
Yeah,
I see. I feel.
Do anybody else have anything they want to say? Can somebody press one?
You ain't going to acknowledge what I just said, lady?
What you say, Walter?
She took a comeback.
I ain't thinking about no comeback. I'm over here looking at something. I heard some ignorant shit about two women better than one. I didn't know that was a dress for me. I just posted about that yesterday. Ignorance deserves to be ignored. That's what I'm doing, ignoring.
Hater.
Hey, baby. If that's what it is, then that's me. All day I'm hating. I'm just saying, it sounds ridiculous to me. Like, people, back when you're young and you don't know no better, but once you know better, you do better. You know what I'm saying? When you're young and you out there doing all of that stuff,
it's
different than when you get to a certain age and you still sound crazy.
Oh, you're still doing that, though.
Huh?
Oh, yeah,
because they still trying to live their life or whatever. They didn't get to experience when they were younger. Whatever the problem is, I have no idea. But at some point in your life, you got to know, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn that you can't be selfish and try to keep this person, you know what I'm saying? Hold this person down. You're holding them back from living their life. It might hurt them, true and all, but that hurt ain't going to last forever. Let it go. How hard is that? Just let go.
How am I holding them down for living their life if their decision is
made? Well, that ain't going to hold on to me. You can use somebody else for an example, but it ain't going to be that fear.
What I'm saying, though, how am I holding them back from living their life if they're making a decision to stay?
If they make a decision to stay, then how... That's what I'm saying. Even if they're making a decision to stay, you don't think it's hurting them? Because if they make a decision to stay, you're telling me they're never going to bring it up again. They're just happy to see you when you come home and wrap their legs around you and don't never say nothing about the other chick, even when you leaving or you gone all night. No questions
asked.
Look, you got the perfect
relationship
right there. But if they
choose
to stay and they still bitching the whole time, how is that good for either one of y'all? Like, I wouldn't want to hear all that bitching. I'm out.
But you don't discuss the other person, though, man. That's part of it. You don't supposed to.
But you just said, like, it's emotions. How can you not discuss the other person if you care about somebody?
I don't discuss it. I'm saying your time is your time. And
well, we know you ain't got no emotions. Like,
okay.
So, That's what I'm saying. So you saying that you ain't gonna discuss them is neither here nor there. We already know that you don't have no emotions towards.
No, I didn't say emotional. I said I don't know how to do the love. That's what I said.
You say y'all know how to what?
Do the love thing.
Oh, do the love thing.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Once that right woman comes, you'll know how to do it.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
You'd be rich, right?
I
waited all this long. I'd be all right.
Hey, dog, if it do. If it don't, it don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the way I look at things right now.
Right. And this,
it's just like me certain stuff. If it do. If it don't, it don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad's always going to be there, though. Team sad's.
Oh my God!
But I want to know from the fellas. Would you give your girl a hall pass? Would you tell her 1 week and say, "Hey, look, you got till Sunday. You can go out, screw whoever you want to screw."
No.
Do whatever you
want
to do.
You got to finish it. No.
I don't work like that.
Don't work like that.
Can't be done.
It's good for the people, not the gander.
That was a woman thing. A woman made that hall pass stuff up.
Because
men don't even think like that.
Yeah, because I don't understand that shit.
And,
right
saying, and you know, you got some men, you look at that woman wrong, boy. Uh-oh. She's not ready to shot or something.
Baby, I want a hall pass. Yep. You're going to pass away in the hall. You're going to get out of my face. I'm literally going to kill you and choke your air off if you don't get out of my face now. Talking about some hall pay. That's a setup that women made up. I'm going to give you a hall pay because she already got little pistol starter out here in the car ready.
She
want to go her way, too.
Starter.
Yeah.
Well. Walter, did you change the show to 2 hours?
I haven't done. You did that. I haven't done anything.
I set it up for 90 minutes.
I didn't change no 2 hours.
Minutes left, and I got to get ready to go.
They said 120. It said showtime. 120 minutes. So you had to set that up.
That. What? My bad.
But yeah, so we, you know, what we coming on every Thursday now?
I don't know if we're going to be doing every Thursday. We might have to go back to Saturday because there's a little dilemma with my daughter going to her acting class. So I will let you know.
Okay.
What y'all prefer? What y'all prefer? Let me know. Thursday or Saturday night? Y'all
Saturday.
Let me know.
Saturday.
It's
going
to
be all day in the house on weekends.
What you say, Kelly?
I said it's going to be on a Thursday. I'm going to be in the house on the weekends.
And man, they be out pimping.
Corey?
She don't know.
But you know my work schedule. I jump in where I get in.
I like that. Jump in, girl.
What y'all think on Facebook? Let me know. What's a better night for y'all?
I don't care. I'm an all night brother, so I don't care what it is.
You gotta give your full attention. No distractions and cut your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
No, my battery did.
He might be laid up with his side chick.
Oh, Kelly, they gonna be laid up with his boo thing.
Yeah.
That's what you call the side chick today. Call her boo thing.
Boo thing.
Yeah, laid up with the boo thing.
Somebody said, "Why are you trying to talk sexy? You ain't phone sexing."
Who are you talking to, Kelly?
I guess. Is he talking about Kelly?
You have to be talking about Kelly. Kelly the only one sound like Brian White up his
name.
Kelly trying to sound like
the secret garden.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to sound like Tank.
Oh my God, y'all.
Going to my secret garden.
Oh Lord, there you go. It's about that time, y'all. Well, y'all let me know what night is better for y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to stick with the Thursday thing. As long as we can get our schedules together, I'm good with that. But other than that, I appreciate everybody who called in and pressed 1 and everybody on Facebook having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Thank y'all. I see y'all. And we should be back either next Thursday or Saturday. I guess we'll decide sometime soon. But y'all hit me up and let me know what some topics y'all want to talk about. I got the hall pass 1 from my book. So,
King Fat
Chick,
hold it down. P.O.P.
Fat Chick, keep holding
you
down.
Stupid.
That's what Kelly said. But we're going to go ahead and leave y'all. Any last words, WG, W3?
I believe we should have our own, like, Fat Chick Nation t-shirts. For everybody that's a fat chick, and I'm proud of being a fat chick.
I love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
King Fat
Chick. I'm out. I can't.
I love y'all.
Fat Chick Nation, baby. Represent.
Hold it down for y'all.
Hold it down for him, man. Y'all go ahead and start that movement.
Sure, right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
guys.